Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am at Joel Pearl, and I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. I'm joined by, from Manic Cat Records, I've got Pete, and from American Coliseum Wrestling, I have Kevin. Now, do you know who these guys are yet? No. Are you going to? Absolutely. Because we're going to talk about some stuff that they've got going on. It's called Rock Out Brawl Out. It's happening March 23rd at the American Dream in East Rutherford, New Jersey. We have a lot of stars coming out from the world of wrestling and music. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. First of all, Pete, Kevin, thank you for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Jay, thanks for having us.
Wonderful. I'm great. I'm excited to talk about the show. Listen, let's get right to it. We can talk about who's going to be there, and we will, but I want to know how this all came together. How do we get to Rock Out Brawl Out? How do we get to this cross-section of music and wrestling and putting shows together like this?
I mean, do you want to take this one? Or
sure. So, you know, 5 years ago, I decided to launch ACW to kind of give a space where, you know, guys who weren't indie darlings could come out and apply their craft, you know, try to tell some story-driven events, and then also, you know, present shows in a way that try to emulate the giant experience you get with WWE, right? Instead of it just being match, we're going out there, we're going to make some memories, we're going to create a lot of energy, we're going to have as much fun as possible, and try to create some brand new fans. So, you know, I think through a mutual friend, you know, I met Pete, and we were going into our first mall show at the Palisades Mall in February 2020, mm-hmm. So which tells you, you know, what we were running up against. We got together, and I asked Pete if he had ever seen the movie Body Slam.
I did. I know exactly what he was talking about.
You know, me being an 80s baby, I'm like, who doesn't love rock and wrestling? You know, it works together. And so we threw it together at the last second. And it was a tremendous success after a 2-year vacation. we relaunched again. It's just a concept that I love. You know, Pete and I have a great working relationship. We actually just formally announced an official partnership.
Yep.
And, we're looking to take the Rock Out Brawl Out concept, as many places as we can.
So with that in mind, we're going to have some live performances from Manic Cat Records roster members. Just Happy to Be Here and Cult Classic. Pete, tell me a little bit about those two bands and how they kind of got involved with a show like this.
So for them, they're all wrestling fans too. I mean, most of my roster is big into wrestling and big into that whole storyline driven. And they're entertainers and performers just in a different medium, right? So they love that whole concept and that kind of theatricality and that kind of space. So for them, kind of going to them, they were just 100% in. You know, someone wanted to be hit with chairs, you know, tables, the whole nine yards. And I'm like, okay, guys, we're getting a little too crazy. But, you know, everyone was totally on board. And the concept when I pitched it was a no-brainer. Very similar demographics when you're talking about, you know, fans of the genres that we represent as a business, you know, pop punk, hardcore, emo, alternative, all that stuff, are very similar demographics with the wrestling community, the wrestling fans. So it just makes sense. So, you know, we kind of bring a cross promotion to it and make something fun and exciting for them.
was there any talk about them, you know, doing some music for any of the wrestlers out there?
Possibly. Yeah, it's always open. I'm always open to for collaborations. So yeah, we're always open to anything.
Now, this is a really interesting thing I noticed on the website. Ryan Cabrera is on your list.
I was waiting for that, Joel.
Of course. For those who don't know, Ryan Cabrera, of course, the husband of WWE superstar Alexa Bliss. Was there any idea or any inkling of bringing in Ryan for any of the shows that you have going on?
As much as I'd love to, I don't think it makes a lot of sense in terms of where he's going and his marketing and what we're doing with him. Unfortunately, not, you know, and yeah, but a lot of the other bands on the roster are more than 100% in for something like this. But, you know, maybe not necessarily.
Hey, you always got to ask, right?
Absolutely. For sure.
So let's go back to the show and let's talk about your musical tastes individually. So, Pete, I know what you're into. I get it. Well, if you're going to tell me like smooth jazz is my thing and my day job dictates otherwise.
Fair.
Evan, what did you growing up listen to? What were you listening to and what kind of music's got you going now?
I always laugh because I run contrary to my family. They were obviously, you know, rap, hip hop, R&B, but I was always a metalhead. You know, I love punk. You know, I loved old school 80s hair band stuff. And then as I got a little older, someone gave me their iPod and had a Monomarth on it. And then that's all she wrote. So, you know, get me some speed metal. You know, I spent the summer where I want to see Metallica, Pantera, Slayer. I can't remember who else was in there, and just in one big summer, and then top it off with going to see Ozfest. So it's like, give me my medal. I'm good. I'm golden.
You just became one of my favorite people. A lot of my favorite bands just right off the bat. I'm a big Anthrax guy, and of course, Maiden is one of my favorites. Pete, what about you? I know you're big into the punk world and all that, but like, who else has really tickled your fancy throughout the years musically?
I mean, I grew up with Green Day. You know, I grew up listening to, you know, 10,039 and Kerplunk and all those records. Yeah, I knew Green Day before they even broke out with Dookie. So for me, Green Day was a big influence. And then, you know, everybody in like that Clash, Ramones, Sex Pistols. So old school punk rock, the old CBGBs kind of vibe. And then everything to like that new wave, because I was in the North Jersey scene coming up, you know, Senses Fail and In Plain View, all the drive-through acts, like pop punk, emo, screamo stuff. So yeah, I'm a little all over the place. That's why the roster is so, you know, diverse and, you know, ADD all over the place.
In terms of music and wrestling, I can tell you personally that a company that really did it for me was ECW back in the day, right? They would put together those music videos. Was that something that kind of brought you guys into wrestling as fans? Was that cross-section of music and wrestling, or was it more the performance? Or like, what really did it for you guys? Kevin, I'll start with you.
Well, so I remember, you know, being very young and seeing, you know, WWF on TV for the first time. It was like, one of my earliest memories is my dad watching God, why am I brain farting all of a sudden? The bench press competition with Don Morocco. And my dad was a big weightlifter guy, so you know, he ate it up. You know, he was a big LFD guy, but my grandfather had cable. Again, I'm an 80s baby, so people don't understand, you know, not everybody had cable right away. So I'd go to my grandfather's on the weekend and watch NWA, you know, on TBS, come home. You know, wait till Saturday morning to see WWF on Fox. And then if my dad was working a late shift, sneak downstairs, watch an episode of Star Trek, and try to make it to WCW Power Hour. You know, that's what I grew up with. And I got old, and all of a sudden, I'm flipping through, and on MSG, you see this group of outlaws and this thing called ECW. And, like, you know, it changed the world. And you know, who didn't love the month of November when it was time for the November Rain video package? It's like one of the greatest things in wrestling, you know? So I always tell Pete, I'm like, once we get this figured out, one of the things I want to do is make our own November Rain video package. I don't care who we have to figure out how to get these rights from affordably, because you know, we're two small companies and broke, so don't sue. you know, like this is one of the things on my wrestling bucket list.
Pete, how about you? What about that cross-section of music and wrestling?
I really think for me, it was more of like a later in life kind of thing, where it definitely was like a ECW, but even, you know, going back to Body Slam, like getting, you know, very old school. When did that movie come out? Like early 80s, mid 80s, something like that. So, you know, watching Roddy Piper, watching that whole thing, kind of Tonga Tom, the whole thing going on. I was just like, this is so cool. Why is it? No one really done this concept, like even on a touring level, you know, this is amazing. We should totally just do this. And, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to get involved with, and, you know, finding the right partner was great. Just kind of fell together, honestly. So
it was legit a random side conversation.
Yes.
Where I realized, wait, you own a record label. You don't just like the stuff. Why don't we?
Mm-hmm. And that was it.
That's the way to do it. I mean, it's the side conversations that create big opportunities. So March 23rd, Rock Out, Brawl Out. You know, Kevin, you were just talking about putting together your November Rain video. Listen, you got a lot of talent coming to this thing, and I'm sure a bunch of them play instruments. You got a former WCW star in Crowbar. You got Lance Anoa'i from the Anoa'i family. He's very well known out there. Former NXT star Bull James is coming. He's going to be there. And, you know, yeah, the bands are coming, and that's fine. Maybe they can do the backup. But what if, you know, maybe NXT personality Mackenzie Mitchell, former NXT personality as she is, and ROH's Cheeseburger, what if they come together and they all form a band and they can put together their own November Rain recording for you guys to do a video?
There you go.
We turn November Rain into We Are the World.
I didn't mention Wrecking Ball Legrinky yet because those big, you know, Stars and Stripes will probably take over the whole thing, right?
It's actually a bad idea, though. I'm just saying.
Hey, if nothing else, I'm just bringing ideas. But no, you guys have a lot of stars coming out from all over the wrestling world. How are some of these talent coming to you? And how are they? Some of these are repeat talent that are coming in. I know that Crowbar has been on ACW shows, and Bull James as well. So talk to me about how some of these guys and girls are coming into the fold and what you're expecting them to bring as well.
Sure. Well, listen, a billion years ago, I was an indie wrestler. I actually helped break Bull James in, so he's been, you know, my best friend, you know, for a very long time. I wrestled Crowbar. Crowbar was one of the people I give a lot of credit to for kind of helping me find where I wanted to go as a wrestler. So, you know, Chris has been a good friend for a long time. And it's one of the things where as long as I've been running, I've never been able to get him on, you know, and Tommy Dreamer has been instrumental to helping a lot of the mall shows work. Unfortunately, there was a conflict, you know, with TNA over in Philadelphia. So Tommy had to pull out, and Crowbar was available, and you know, he jumped right in there. So he's very fired up, and excited to have an opportunity to essentially wrestle in his hometown.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bull, you know, Bull is a guy who I can get on the phone and say, hey, I need help. And he's going to say, all right, I'll be right there. You know, so I'm looking very forward to see what Bull is going to do. We actually will probably announce his matchup tonight, you know, on Instagram. Let's see who else. McKenzie, you know, well, that was a pure act of happenstance. I'm happy it worked itself out in the end. That Pete can, take point on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I just reached out to her, and you know, she loved the concept. I pitched her the idea of what we're doing and the whole vibe, and she jumped at it, which was great. She was really excited about it, and you know, it just kind of came together very quickly. So we're excited to have her. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then a big wrecking ball. He sent me a text and said, hey, you know, do you have any space for Lance on the show? And I said, yeah, of course. I'm going to say no to, come on, what are we doing? The answer is always yes. You know, you can never have too much fantastic talent on an event. So
it sounds like a blast. I've never watched wrestling at a mall before. I've got to ask, like, how do you deal with the logistics of that? And like, are we dealing with sound issues? Because obviously you're going to have live bands performing and the ring is not exactly a quiet spot. How do you do something like that? How do you put together a show like that?
You know, the partnerships help. You know, we've been very fortunate that our mall partners, you know, kind of understand, hey, it's wrestling. So this is going to kind of be, we're going to figure it as we go. You know, the most important thing is just the energy, you know, from the crowd. The second you hear someone hit the mat, it sounds like thunder, you know, inside of the building, and it starts pulling people in. After that, once you hear the band play,
yeah,
people want to know what's going on. And then you just watch that crowd form. And, for the malls that we've been in, you know, we've broken attendance records,
yeah,
by tremendous numbers. So we're looking very forward to see what we can do inside of the, inside of the American Dream Mall. But the sound issues, hey, you know, that's just an experience thing. You know, one year we were way too loud, drove everybody crazy. We adjust. We see how it works. But in terms of the matches, hey, for a lot of these guys, it's the equivalent of their WrestleMania. You know, so they're going to go out there and they're going to give you everything they got, because it is a chance to shine. You know, these particular shows are the main reason why I kind of go through the pain and suffering of trying to promote, is to give these guys an opportunity to get their name out there and create some memories in the fans.
As long as nobody's coming on stage and just turning down the amps. I've had that before when I did the bar gigs. It's not fun.
No, definitely not. We try and keep it pretty respectful, but just kind of maintaining like that energy and that vibe throughout the whole thing. So,
yeah. I was going to say, like, what is that vibe that you're hoping fans kind of come away with on a show like Rock Out Brawl Out?
I think it's really the intensity, you know, it's really just high energy all the time, kind of coming right at you for a good solid few hours.
Yeah.
You know,
it's real action, real fun, real close to home. That's kind of the mission statement that we have for ACW. And whenever we get the team with Pete's people, they just crank up another notch and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be loud. You're going to have a lot of, oh my God, moments.
Yep.
And, it's really just come on down and see what we're all about and understand that, I dare you to find someone who's going to give you a more thrilling experience.
As we start to kind of wind down here, I'll ask you both your favorite wrestling theme growing up and maybe now. Who are your favorite wrestlers' wrestling themes? Start with Kevin.
All right. It's too many to list. It's too many lists, but,
top five.
So Slick. I love Jive Soul, bro. LOD. Dusty's WWF theme. Although it's unpopular to talk about him, no chance in hell.
You gonna go into a new school or no?
I guess
kind of keeping it super old school.
He only gave me five, so this is I'm Sophie's choicing my way.
Okay.
Because I don't, you know, just for the sake of getting them in there, Hollywood Blondes theme song. I think that is the hardest theme song in wrestling history, and it doesn't get enough credit.
Okay, All right, Pete, I'm listening. Your turn.
I got to go more new school, unfortunately. Like, definitely. You know, maybe because of the fact that I just kind of started really diving back into the whole thing last few years. But, you know, what, you know, Cody Rhodes, that theme song is great. I think it's huge. Definitely Randy Orton. You know, that one's definitely another big one for me. Edge. You know, or however, how are you?
Alter Bridge.
Yeah. Alter Bridge. Yeah. But Edge, but now it's, he goes by, Adam Copeland. Yeah. At AEW. I don't know if I have another top. I think those are like my top three if I had to pick. Yeah. I don't know.
I can keep going.
Yeah. I'm sure you can keep going, but I'm a little bit more picky.
This is what's really cool to me is that Pete, you're picking mostly artists made theme songs or songs that were already created by other artists that were then used for wrestlers. And then Kevin, you're going the opposite. You're using, you know, people who have made themes for wrestlers. And I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I don't think that was on purpose at all. I think that just kind of happened, to be honest.
Hey man, it's how the brain works. You got the music guys, you got the wrestling guys, and somewhere in between we've mixed.
It works.
Exactly.
It's all going to work March 23rd at the American Dream in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Rock Out, Brawl Out. It's presented by Manicat Records and American Coliseum Wrestling. Pete, Kevin, please go ahead, plug everything, and then we'll say goodbye.
Good year.
Yeah, definitely go over to our website. There's tickets available. Please go ahead. There's signings opportunities there too. It'll be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. And just check out some of our bands too. ManicatRecords.com and then on all our socials at Manicat Records. You know.
Yeah. And immediately after Rock Out Brawl Out, please come follow us back home to Havistro, New York on April 27th and then June 15th?
Yes.
And then we're going to be in the July 13th. We'll be at the gallery at Crystal Run in Middletown, New York for our next mall show. And other than that, just follow us on Instagram. You know, ACW underscore Coliseum. I can't remember. I'm brain farting. I'm too much home for this. You got me hooked on the going and picking my top five ECW themes now. But you know, follow us on Instagram. You know, there are always new shows, and hopefully we'll have a more Rock Out, Brawl Out themed shows coming soon.
Definitely.
We'll absolutely add all of this into the description of the video. And of course, you know what? In the comments, they'll all drop their favorite music from the wrestling world. How about that? Okay. Go check them out. It's Rock Out, Brawl Out, March 23rd, again, at the American Dream in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It's American Coliseum Wrestling, ACW, and Manicat Records. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. For Pete and Kevin, I'm at Joel Pearl, JOELPEARL. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.